Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim Klal Gimel. We're learning Siman Lamed Gimel. He spelled the umat tzoya. Person davened, and afterwards he realizes that he was in the presence of tzoya, in a place where halachically it would be too close, and therefore he has davened in the presence of tzoya, which is also to do the raisa. So what is this? What is the halacha for his tefillah? He should have contemplated the possibility of tzara being present here. It's a place where it's a person can anticipate such a possibility, and therefore he should have checked the area before he davened, and he neglected to do so. So the halacha applies the concept where a person brings a korban while acting improperly, that the korban is not accepted. So instead of being an act of coming close to Hashem, it's the opposite. So it's an insult to Hashem. It becomes a tzoeva. It becomes something which is abominable. So tefillah, which it acts as the replacement for our act of hakrabas korban, a person should do the act of tefillah while acting improperly. And not doing his responsibility is considered a zevach hashem to eva, and a person is not yotze tefillah in that situation. Kriyashma, a person is not yotze either. A person should repeat Kriyashma. There's no issue of saying that the parshiyos of Shema a second time, so a person should definitely do that again. But where is his question? His question is in regards to brachas. They're not, it's not b'makom korban. So the concept of zevach hashem to'eva maybe does not apply to it. Therefore the person would be yotze. Or do we say, no, even in that situation, since he acted improperly, it's not a proper bracha, and the person is not yotze. So it's going to be a subic bracha. Avol birchas yomazon v'choshken sharp brachas nearly then the tzarech la'achzor, one does not repeat. Now, if you look at the Piskei Mishaburah, the Mishaburah says that, however, that in footnote number 70, he says, within the Tzarech L'Achzor, the Warach Birchas HaMazon, a person has to repeat benching, which is to bench, even though it's in the Nosach of a Bracha. So normally you say, maybe Sabak Bracha is the Hakel, but since it's a Chi of Deraisa, a person has a Sabak Deraisa, and he has to repeat benching. Then he says, "Mishum meraglaim shita denu tzarich lachzor levorech." Meraglaim is only the rabbanon, and therefore that's not going to be a valid reason for a person will have to go back and bench. That's definitely not even a possibility. Ve'imein mokum roili tapeklal afilu betfila denu tzarich lachzor. However, if the place is a place where the person has no reason to believe that there's soya there, so he was a anus in that regard. He had no reason. He wasn't even a shergeg. There was no element of negligence in his part. He did not anticipate the possibility, and he said Shema, Shemon Esrei, etc. In that place, he's Yotze Shema and Shemon Esrei. There's no need to repeat. A few points over here. We need to take this halacha and see how we're going to apply that to our modern homes. The discussion we're talking about is a place that the Gemara says that a bias, a person does not have to be cautious for the possibility of soya on the bias. Because a bias wasn't a place where people would relieve themselves. And an ashpa is a place where a person has to anticipate that there is soya there. So nowadays, we don't have soya in our ashpas. On the other hand, in the bias, normally there's no reason to be concerned about soya, but maybe are we concerned about the possibility of a dirty diaper? Is that something which we have to take into consideration? So we'll clarify that point. Just to finish off the simen, and we'll come back to that. Any other place where the halacha is that a person cannot say Turin Tfila, if a person did do so, when it comes to Kriyashma, a person should repeat again. There's no bracha lebatol involved in Kriyashma. A person should repeat Kriyashma. Abba betfila, kiman sheesh chashash bracha lebatol, repeating tefila, when you're dealing with an issa drabonon, so maybe we should not do so. So dafka over the adaraisa. In a case where the iser of soya was in dindaraisa, so a person would need to repeat. Case of this is iser derbanan. The chiyolim says one does not need to repeat. Shabrochas afilo over adaraisa in tzarich lachzor afilo betfilo dafka b'meizit. Now, the Pishtim Mishabura in 73 points out, Mishabura Kosev Gam Bevarei Drabonin Yachsav Yispalo. And then he says in the Bir Locha, he's actually remains being Mesupik about this issue. So we need to clarify that point. Also, Beis Hashem, we will do that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.